mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailish. Let's take a look at the headlines. Lusa thriving with all its share index recently reaching 25,183,074 points. Economists say the economy appears well positioned to close the year on a firm footing. In international news, voters in Cameroon went to the polls on Sunday in a presidential election. And in sports, Warriors coach Michael Nees vows his side won't be tourists at AFCON. And now the news in detail. A social economist says as Zambia enters the final fiscal leg and last quarter of the year 2025, the economy appears well positioned to close the year on a firm footing, with key indicators suggesting that growth momentum will remain strong, inflation will continue easing, and the overall microeconomic environment will stay relatively stable. Speaking in a statement, Kelvin Tsanga says the favorable performance of the mining sector sustained by copper prices and expanding investments in energy transition minerals such as lithium, manganese and nickel, among many others, will remain the major driver of output and export earnings. Mr. Tsanga says this momentum has been reinforced by a stable exchange rate environment and a stronger balance of payments position, underpinned by improved investor sentiment and fiscal discipline under the IMF Extended Credit Facility Program. He says the agriculture sector, which suffered setbacks from the 2024 drought, is expected to rebound as improved weather patterns, irrigation support and import access restore rural productivity. Ministry of Information and Media says the Lusaka Securities Exchange is thriving with all its share index recently reaching 25,183,074 points, representing a remarkable 62% gain since January. Speaking in a statement, Ministry of Information and Media Director spokesperson Henry Kapata says the impressive performance has attracted increased investor interest, boosting confidence in local companies and underscoring the economy's growth momentum. Mr. Kapata says President Hakainde Hichilema's engagement with Lusa officials to enhance participation and transparency is poised to sustain the positive trend, with expectations high for continued growth in October.
He has a big marketplace, not for groceries, but for companies. It's called the Lusaka Security Exchange, Lusa. Now, what's happening is exciting, because many Zambian companies are doing well, especially in mining, energy, and trade. Big companies like CEC and ZCCMIH have become valuable. They are now worth over $1 billion each. Because of that, the whole stock market, Lusa, has been growing faster than almost any other in the world. Let's put it this way. Zambia's Lusaka Security Exchange, Lusa, has continued to perform exceptionally well through...
Forum for African Women Educationalists of Zambia, FAWEZA, Executive Director Constance Kanchele says girls are not just victims of crisis, but also leaders with transformative power. Speaking in a speech read on his behalf on the International Day of the Girl Child, Mr. Kanchele says FAWEZA remains committed to empowering girls through education. Details in the following report by Joshua Zimba.
The International Day of the Girl Child 2025 has been held under the theme, The Girl I Am, The Change I Lead, Girls on the Frontline of Crisis. And speaking during this year's commemoration, Forum for African Women Educationalists of Zambia, FAWEZA Programs Manager Ivy Mukela, spoke on behalf of the Executive Director, Constance Anchele.
We celebrate not only potential and resilience of girls, but also their transformative power in shaping a better future for our communities and our nation. Every year on this day, the world pauses to recognize the rights of girls and unique challenges they face.
Miss Mukela emphasized the need for girl-child education to be promoted in Zambia.
And it is in this spirit that our partnership with the Mastercard Foundation through the FAWE Regional Office was born. A partnership that is changing lives, one student at a time. Through the Mastercard Foundation Bursary Program, we have provided life-changing educational opportunities to many young people from vulnerable backgrounds, including those from rural communities, low-income households, refugees, and persons with disability.
And the Zambia Agency for Persons with Disabilities, represented by Ms. Agatha Banda, also emphasized the need for inclusion in girl-child education without leaving anyone behind. Also at the event was Ms. Chipoka Somamwale of the United Nations High Commission for Refugees and renowned journalist and blogger Brenda Zulu. It is such initiatives that will foster the attainment of Sustainable Development SDGs of 2030 without leaving anyone behind, as well as foster the leadership and resilience of a girl child in contributing to national development. Joshua Zimba reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
Thank you so much, Joshua, for that report. Absa Bank Zambia says the institution has trained over 800 women to build financial and climate resilience in response to climate change. Organization's Chief Risk Officer Sarah Lloyd states that the masterclass covered topics such as sustainability and how to remain financially stable during economic shocks. She adds that more than 200 women had also been trained through innovation labs to strengthen entrepreneurial skills. Lloyd explains that Zambia has experienced droughts and shifting weather patterns in recent years due to climate change. Now, this came to light during the 2025 Climate and Environment Justice Rally organized by the Center for Environment Justice, CEJ, held at Woodland Stadium in Lusaka, Zambia, under the theme "Justice Has No Borders, United for a Greener Tomorrow." The event was supported by the European Union, Danish Church Aid, Norwegian Church Aid, Qatar Center, Environment Africa, HIVOS, Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR, Action Aid, Family Development Initiatives, Ministry of Green Economy and Environment, and the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development. And just now we took a break. Do stay tuned for international and sports news.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the president.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forcibly.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Joshua Zimba, reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
International news. International.
Voters in Cameroon went to the polls on Sunday in a presidential election that is widely expected to see 92-year-old Paul Biya, Africa's longest-serving leader, extend his 42-year rule for another 7 years. If victorious, President Biya would be 99 years old by the end of his new term, continuing his reign in a nation grappling with profound security and economic challenges. Political experts anticipate a win for Biya, who cast his ballot amidst tight security at a primary school.